Hey peeps, I'm embracing my curls today, aka the beauty of lives is when you're too lazy to straighten your hair or do anything with it, you just go a la naturelle or buffy. So I actually have curly hair. Anywho, something's been coming up on the calls that I've been doing with everyone who's coming to the Lady Balls event or I've talked to about coming to the Lady Balls event. And it's made me realize that there's two types of people. Now, we've all got our bullshit. We've all got our blocks and our stuff that holds us back. It doesn't matter how successful you are, if you're just starting out, everybody's got their bullshit, right? What I've discovered in doing these calls recently is that there's two kinds of people, as I said. There's those of us, and I put myself in this category, who are ceiling people. Now, what that means is you are totally aware of your full potential. You're totally aware that everything you've ever wanted is right there if you remove the blocks and you just lean in, get in the right vibration to attract it. You can reach out and have anything you want. Take the action, do the work, and reach out and it's there. So there's people like me who know that that stuff exists and it's on the other side of a ceiling. Yet we play at 80%. Well, we let our bullshit stop us, and it's like this glass ceiling, right? It stops you going to the next level. You might be playing at 80%. You're too scared for what's up here because it just sounds so fucking cliche and boring, but the fear of success and all of that shit. Sometimes it's not the fear of failure, sometimes it's the fear of success because it's such a massive change in your life if you do have massive success. So there's the ceiling people like myself. You smash up against a glass ceiling and you need to dissolve that glass ceiling to have everything that you've ever wanted. Now there's other kind of people, and it comes from similar stuff through our experiences and all these different things. But there's other people who are convinced that everything they want is there. There's nothing that they will rise to and hit against. There's nothing there because they are anchors. So they're looking up and they're seeing everything that's possible for them. They're seeing everything they've ever desired that's within reach. And they're doing the work, but they're not hitting a glass ceiling. They're not getting off the ground because they're stuck to this anchor. That anchor might be someone who treated them like shit in their life and made them feel unworthy. An experience that happened that made them think they don't deserve it or they're not enough. There's an anchor that's holding them down. So everything they want is here, and they know that they can get it, but they're just completely bamboozled as to why they're not getting what they want. They're held back and they're stuck to this anchor and they're stuck at ground level. So, whether you're an anchor person or a ceiling person, it all comes down to dissolving your bullshit. Now, there's always going to be new bullshit that comes up in your life, right? But there's two exercises that I take people through. There's a belief shifting exercise, which some of you may have seen me do before. And that belief shifting exercises, it takes whatever the things are that have held you back, that belief that has been going on in your head possibly since you're a little kid, and it just needs to be completely dissolved. I take you through a belief shifting exercise that moves you from, removes those blocks and makes you see that they were all bullshit the whole fucking time. And that helps you to cut the chains of that anchor and set you free to get what you want, or smash through that glass ceiling, or dissolve the glass ceiling to move you through to everything that you ever want. Now, the other exercise that I take people through is an 8-step exercise, which is more about mojo. Because let's face it, you can change your beliefs, but you can get back out there around the same people, around the wrong crowds. There might be smells or visuals or items or energies that take you back to that place, and suddenly all your old bullshit beliefs come back again. So, what we do in that 8-step exercise is take you through these 8 steps so that anytime you find yourself slip back into your bullshit, you can go through this exercise. It takes about 15, 20 minutes. And you can dissolve that and make your new belief that you want feel really true. It's like a mojo injection that brings you back. I actually made this 8-step process because I was having a really amazing time and everything was going right, and I was proud of everything I was doing, and I was so pumped up. And then something happened, it just triggered me, and I just spiraled down very quickly. And I was literally lying on the bed for about 20 minutes. And the more I lay there in my bullshit, the more I started bringing up all this other negative crap. Then I started imagining what ifs that were terrible fucking things that hadn't actually happened. And I thought, if I lay here, I'm just going to spiral out of control. My vibrations turn to shit, and I've got to snap myself out of it. So I took to the whiteboard and I went, how am I going to get myself out of this? And 20 minutes later, I designed this 8-step process and I was on top of the world. And it's funny, I was at Owen's house and he saw me there sitting in my shit, just stressing, spiraling out of control. He left the room to give me some space. Next thing, hang on, a text just came through. So hopefully that doesn't stop the live. Cool. And so what happened then was I took to the whiteboard and I went out to see him like half an hour later. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm top of the world, super pumped. I've got to show you this thing. And he's like, who the fuck is this person? I just saw you on the bed being a miserable bitch. So this 8-step process is the other thing that I take people through. So next week is the Lady Balls retreat. There's still two places left, but I want to walk you through what we're actually going to do at that event and how these two strategies are involved. So this event is going to be like no other retreat you've been to. If there's anything normal in there, I'm going to slap myself because I want this to be like fucking nothing else that you've ever experienced, right? So on day one, it's not about let's make a 12-year plan, let's make a 90-day plan. This is about the big, scary fucking goals that could be a month old. It could be something that you've wanted to achieve since you were a little kid. Whatever it is. Now the kids are vibrating a bunch of stickers. Oh my God, they're mad on those stickers. Whatever it is that scares the shit out of you, that goal that is so massive that you've procrastinated on it forever, whatever it is that you want to achieve, whether it's in your business, relationships, life, doesn't matter. It's not just for entrepreneurs, it's for anybody who wants to just completely blow the roof of all the shit that's held them back. So on day one, we're going to be establishing those. Now, if you've looked at my book, Lady Balls, it's all about being 100% your authentic self, not giving a fuck what other people think and just being you. So on day one, we're going to be doing an activity, and I'm not going to give it all away because the people coming don't know in full yet what we're doing. We're going to be doing a creative activity that is extreme and creative and all about self-expression, and it's going to be messy as hell. So I'm making sure they bring clothes that they can probably throw away. Because I don't know if this stuff's going to clean up. But we're going to be doing something so outside the box that makes them feel like there's no limits. Because that's what I want to do on day one. I want it to be about completely blowing the roof off any limits that you have. Totally outside the box. No rules. Go for gold. So that's going to be super fun. To the point where myself and my team who are coming to run the retreat, I'm like, I'm not missing out on this shit. So I've made sure I've ordered enough for us to do this exercise as well. Then on that night, we're going to be eating an exclusive private dining room at a local restaurant. This is all on the Gold Coast in Australia. And then on day two, day one would have brought up all sorts of shit for everybody. If there's not tears, I'm going to be highly disappointed. It'll probably be me first. So day two, those two exercises that I talked about, I'm going to be taking you through those exercises to delete the bullshit that's held you back. Go deep on those deep-rooted bullshit beliefs that had stopped you forever. And I'm going to walk them through that 8-step process that I used to pull myself out of that deep hole where I was spiraling that day. I'm going to take you through these two belief shifting processes. Then, also on day two and throughout the retreat, we have, and it's Nat who works for me, we've got a Reiki master there. So everybody's going to get a Reiki session. Now, the day one and day two is going to bring up so much shit for you. So there's two things that we're doing. One, I'm not going to tell you, but it does involve fire. And the other one, you get to do a Reiki healing session. So energetically, all of the stuff that you're shifting in the first 2 days of this event, you can release. Now that night, we're going to be chilling out around the barbecue, and the form that I got everyone to fill out who's coming to the retreat is what's your alcoholic beverage of choice, because of course we're going to have a couple of drinks with the barbecue if you choose to. I'm not going to peer pressure people to drink. And then on day three, you've kicked ass on stretching yourself to these big ass goals. Then on day two, you've absolutely annihilated the bullshit beliefs that hold you back, and you've learned a strategy to snap you out of it if you fall back in it. So that frees you up for day three. Now, day three is fucking get shit done, take action of whatever you planned that you want to achieve on day one. Day three is where I get you to take the most scariest or toughest thing that you need to achieve to get to that goal, and we're going to do it on day three. Now, through this 3-day process, and we're going to be there to support you as well. So whether that's you want to ring up and quit your day job, don't worry, I've got terms that are really tight, so if you do that, it's, you know, it's on you. I'm not going to force any decisions. This is people you coming along and taking responsibility for what you want to achieve. Or maybe you're coming along and you want to do something in your business and you just need the support to do it. Like, I know that one person coming along, even though this is a full mindset, self-expression, stretching yourself kind of event, there are going to be people there who will naturally want to talk funnels. And so I know that there's a few people who are probably just going to smash out a funnel on day three. And so in the last day, because the entire event is about embracing who you are, stretching yourself, and shifting your bullshit beliefs, whether it's that glass ceiling that we talked about or whether it's that anchor that's held you back most of your life, we're going to be releasing that shit. It's all about taking flight in the new you. So on the last day, we're going to be doing an activity that's going to take you outside your comfort zone. Don't worry, we're not jumping out of a plane, but it is something that's going to stretch you. And it's going to symbolize what we do over the entire 3 days of this Lady Bulls retreat. Now, at the end, we're going to be doing a closing ceremony back at the house. And this is going to just solidify the entire process of what you've done while you've been there for the 3 days. Now, I know that I'm going to get a shitload out of this, just walking you guys through these processes, seeing the transformation in the ladies coming along. And when you walk in the door at the retreat, everything's covered. So all the food's covered, all the excursions, activities, everything is covered at the event. And the thing that the creative activity you do on day one, you get to take that away with you as well. So when you're back at home, you've got that physical, tangible thing that will take you back to that place on how you felt while you're at the retreat. So you don't leave the retreat and, you know, your mojo disappears. You've got that thing that is triggering you to take you back into that moment. The other thing is there is an opportunity, if people choose to have an accountability system with me throughout the year, which does involve a party at the end for only people who have gone through this process. And so there is an opportunity for that as well. Not compulsory at all, but there is an opportunity. So, you know, quite often you go to these 3-day events, or you might go to a seminar and you walk away pumped, and then it's like you get your trainer wheels ripped off and you're like, shit, I'm on my own. How am I going to stay in the zone all year? So there is an opportunity to have me help you with that personally and keep you accountable, which is super cool. So that's it. So that's pretty much what we're going to do at the Lady Bulls event. This is something I've wanted to do since I wrote my book. I wrote my book nearly three years ago now. And I've wanted to do this so bad, and now I'm doing it. I'm so pumped. Every time I order a fucking cool piece of stationery for the gift bags or something for the creative activity, or, you know, locking in even the food for the event, I'm like so fucking buzzed because I cannot wait to do this next week and hang out. So I'm going to be so energized. Just talking to you on the phone for the people who are coming. I came off the phone totally pumped and energized just talking about the event like right now. So there's two more spots left. If you want to come along to the Lady Bulls event next week, then you go to ladyballsretreat.com. I'll put the link in the comments and I'll put the link in the live after this. Now, for those of you, and I just saw someone said they can't come, there is going to be another one, which will be on the Gold Coast again in May. So we're just finalizing the dates for the May one. So that will be the next date. So we wanted to make sure that we filled this event first, which, like I said, two more spots left. And it's a super intimate group. I wanted to have it so everyone's staying at the house. So I want it to be a super intimate group, A, because you can't fit anymore. It's a massive house. Like, it's this massive house on the canals with a swimming pool. It's absolutely stunning. So it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. So if you think that you'd love to come along, go to ladyballsretreat.com. All the details are there. You can fill out an application form. Literally, I've got my phone set up on my computer there. Literally, a Lady Balls Retreat application just came through right now. And if you can't make this one, then there is one in May. But I don't like telling people that because it gives you a fucking excuse to procrastinate between now and May. So if you want to change your life, why would you wait till May if you can do it next week? And if it means you have to make shit happen, there were two people who didn't think they could come, and within 24 hours, they just changed everything around and they made it happen. And they're coming along next week and super pumped. So that's it, team. That's the Lady Bulls retreat. So if you got any questions about the retreat, you can chuck it in the comments below. Or if you want to email support@jodyjealous.com, one of my team might be able to answer the questions, or just private message me. I'm all open here. I'm all out there. You can reach out to me. I can answer any questions you got. And I hope to see some of you there at the event. All right, guys, I'll speak to you later. I just want to actually, I'll quickly answer this question. New Zealand can't come this time, but I'm going to keep my eye out for one in the future. Maybe one in New Zealand. So I'm definitely not going to do one in New Zealand. I'm going to be doing them on the Gold Coast because that's where I live most of the time now. And there's a particular company that gets me the most stunning, gorgeous houses. And let's face it, the weather there is nicer. But I can tell you now, the flights to Australia from New Zealand, because I fly there every second week, so crazy cheap. Exceptional deals that you can get just to fly along to the Gold Coast. And because you're completely immersing yourself for these 3 days at the house with the group, flying over to Australia for 3 days and hanging out with us, it's super easy to do. So I hope to see some Kiwis over there as well. And I wish it wasn't so far away. Yeah, sorry, maybe I'll do one in the UK one day. Awesome, peeps. Okay, cool. I'll answer the rest of the questions. Another UK person. Yes, do look at UK flights. Okay, team. Any questions, I'll answer at the bottom, and I'll see you guys next time.